Slow dreaming.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. Breathe.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Good morning, Flow Dreamers. Good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever you're listening to this. And I know a lot of you listen to this show as you fall asleep at night to bed, which is nice because it means I have your undivided attention. Even though Flow Dreaming is a technique that you really need to have some juicy, good emotional energy ready to go, I still think there's nothing wrong with filling your mind with the right kind of thinking, you know, allowing these shifts to go in right before you fall asleep, and you can carry them with you deep inside you in your dreams, in your subconscious all night long. So nighty-night to all of you who I'm putting to sleep right now. All right, today's topic is called freak out motivation. And I'm going to explore this particular energy, this particular emotional state, how we use it, why we use it, why we think we need it, and we cannot let it go. Before we do, a little bit of catching up. There are exciting things going on right now at Flow Dreaming. One, Me School is here. We enter our enrollment periods periodically, once a year. Me School Wave 4 is now underway. If you have been listening and thinking, if you called in years prior and you spoke to me about it, now's the time to call in again and get yourself in before another year goes by. Another year where maybe you haven't quite reached that goal you wanted. And you said, as soon as I do this, then I'll be able to have that. And yet you're looking and realizing, I still haven't reached that. I still haven't done this. It's funny, I was talking with a woman yesterday, and she's starting her own business. And she told me, well, I'm in my third year of business coaching. Great, that's wonderful. How's your business doing? Well, I don't have any clients. I said, wait a second. You're in your third year of business coaching and no clients? What's going on? And more particularly, why do you think another year of business coaching is going to solve it at this point? Has it occurred to you that it doesn't have anything to do with business? Doesn't have anything to do with learning how to, you know, grow email lists or, you know, manage your budget, or has that, you know? And it was a real kind of aha, like, yeah, you're right. I said, yeah, it's something inside of you. You have all of this knowledge and you're collecting it, you know, you're stacking it up like tears on a wedding cake. But it hasn't translated into your life, into your being, into your action. You need something else. That other thing is Me School. Well, anyway, she joined. So welcome. If you know who you are and I'm talking about you, welcome, welcome to Me School. This is exactly what we do there. We figure out why what you know isn't being implemented. We figure out why what you're getting in your life is what you're getting. And if you're not getting what you want, why is that going on? It is, I've also described it this week. I spoke to, gosh, around 20 people this week about Me School. And one of the ways I found myself describing it a lot was, It's kind of that program you get to when you're, I don't know, halfway through your life. And you say to yourself, okay, I've done all the regular things. I've done the marriage or the job or the kids or the college or the career ladder or, you know, I've done it. Is that all there is? Is this as good as it gets? That's all there is to it? It's kind of like our early education and our parenting, our parents, set us up for the first third of our lives. Sometime in our 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s, we begin to say, there's more learning to do. There's more growing to do. What I learned got me started. But where do I go from there? How do I thrive? How do I make that great career? How do I make that amazing relationship? How do I knit my family so close together that I know I am loved every single day of my life? And it's funny. I mean, I'm surprised the world isn't full of programs like this, you know, full of this understanding that, yeah, you need continuous education in your soul, in your heart. And frankly, churches don't always fill that. They're beautiful and wonderful for expansion and connection with God and for creating community. But not all churches are focused on who are you? Let's grow you. What's your next step? What's your next phase? I think that's one of the big reasons why the coaching phenomena has really swept through, because people are recognizing that, hey, I need a mentor. I need other ways of learning. So Me School is that place for you. It's more than a life coach because, well, one, yes, you're talking with coaches all year in Me School, but you're also in a larger program. You're with a group. You're learning together. It's sort of like, well, you know, when you were a kid, did you get life coached? Some of you did. Some of you were homeschooled. You just had, you know, your mom, your dad. But most of us, we interacted with one another. Being in relationship, and I'm not saying you homeschoolers don't, but I'm just trying to make a different point here. We get in a relationship with society, which creates a relationship with our own selves based on that continuous feedback. And the greater the relationship with society, the more feedback we're getting. Why wouldn't you duplicate that again later in your own life? Right? Because right now the feedback you're getting is frankly from your family, and you've been getting the same feedback from them for years. It really doesn't often change. You're getting it from your coworkers, and when you're in patterns, you're getting the same feedback there. You get stuck in these feedback loops that are supposed to grow you, but really what's happened is they're stuck, same, rotating over and over with where you're at because you haven't grown. If you don't grow, your feedback doesn't grow. Purpose of Me School. So that's a big deal happening at Flow Dreaming right now. The other big deal is that Inflow is coming to town. It's coming next month. It is speeding up. It is 3 days of immersion with me. And if you're interested in coming to San Diego, it's over President's Day weekend. This is in 2017, of course. I don't know when you're listening to this show, but it's such a great opportunity for you. I don't have another one on the books yet. I'm going to see, frankly, how this one goes before I commit to any future big open events like this. And by big, I don't even know that it's that big. This is not a 500, 600 person thing. This is still small. It's still intimate. It's still something that you're going to get to know me and talk to me, and we're going to have a beautiful, wild, and wonderful time. Please check it out. Go to flowdreaming.com. Okay. Enough. And I know there'll be some spots later on the show where I'll even talk about it again when I go on my breaks. Let's get into freak out motivation. Freak out motivation. What is that? So this is a term that I kind of coined a couple of years ago, and I kept meaning to do a show about this over and over. But now I don't know why. It just feels right and timely. Maybe it has something to do with we're at the beginning of the year right now, and freak out motivation is what a lot of us are feeling. Here's how the energy of freak-out motivation works. It says, oh my God, I have to do something. I have to do something. I'm at my wit's end. I can't handle this anymore. It's gotten so bad, I have to adjust. My bank account is down to $122.15. I have to do something about this. Oh my gosh, this was the worst fight I've ever had with my partner. This is, you know, I can't believe that I'm having this stressful thing going on in my friendship. wow, oh my gosh, I'm 50 pounds overweight. I cannot handle this. My doctor just said I have high blood pressure and I'm pre-diabetic. What's in common with all of these situations? If you just sweep the actual situation aside, can you hear the energy? Can you hear the emotion even as I expressed it? It's freak out. It's, oh my God, this is the worst it's been. Now I've got to do something. This finally caught my attention. You hearing this? What happens is this is an energy that we allow to kind of appear, not just in one area of our life, but usually in multiple areas of our lives. Many of us have this energy in every area of our lives. This doesn't happen by accident. It's not like Flo is saying to you, I'm really just going to mess with you. I'm just going to screw everything up. I'm going to make sure you get nothing that you want. Lack, 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 lack. I'm going to take everything in a way. I'm going to pull everything down. I'm going to make everything not work out. No matter what you try, you're screwed. But that's not Flo. Doesn't do that. Flo is saying, here, take this. Here, adjust there. Here, use this. Here's another opportunity. Same way I described to you, every day that you wake up, your body is there for you. You're breathing. You're metabolizing. Your heart is pumping. Even if you have health issues, you're alive. Life flow has gifted you with another day of thought, of awareness, and most importantly, of choices. It wants to know, what are you going to do with them? Where are you going to take them? Life is benevolent. Life gifts to you. Life gives over and over. That's what it does. It gives and it gives and it gives. It's giving way more than it's taking away. Imagine right now if the entire earth froze in time and instead of giving, giving, giving to you, to every animal, to every plant, to everything on this entire globe, what if it all started to reverse and it just took away and took away and took away and took away? What would we end up with? Well, Earth would disappear. Everything would crumble, disintegrate, fall, be gone. And yeah, things do recycle. Obviously, a tree grows. It gets struck by lightning. It hits the earth. It decomposes, go back into the ground. Seedling comes up using the nutrients of that old tree, and here it comes again. But the arc is toward growth and expansion. Evolution. If it were going the other way, the tree would die and it would stay dead and it would not molder and it would not go back and everything would just disintegrate. Nothing new would come. We are in a phase of giving. Giving, 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 giving. Growing, expanding, becoming. This is where you're at. So when you are in a state of freak out motivation, what you have actually probably been saying in your life for months, if not years or decades, is, I don't get enough. I never get enough. It's going to be hard to change it. Never works out when I change it. I better just stick with this, even though I'm watching it slide out of my hands. You know that feeling? Sometimes we get so used to that feeling, it becomes what I call your default mode. We get stuck in that feeling. That feeling becomes our normal. And we're always scrambling. That's the result of it. Scramble, scramble, scramble for this. Scramble for some dollars. Scramble for some extra hours. Scramble for some love. Scramble for someone to give me a compliment and tell me I'm pretty or handsome. Scramble for my child to say I love you. Scramble, scramble. Not enough. I got to get more. It's always going away. Freak out motivation is the finale of that energy flow. It's the finale. It's when you say, oh my God, it's so terrible. I have to do something now. It's the equivalent of, you know, the addict hitting rock bottom, right? We all know that. That's an old, you know, cliche almost. You go, well, I got to hit rock bottom. It's true. It's got to get more painful as an addict than it is for them to give up that thing that they're using to fill something inside of them. It's not just addicts. It's all of us. It's you. It's me. Every time we say, I will tolerate this level of dissatisfaction. I'll tolerate this level of pain. I'll tolerate this level of uncertainty. I'll tolerate this level of lack. I'll tolerate this level of not getting what I need. You are contributing to hitting that rock bottom. And, you know, we can go ahead and do this for a little while. And sometimes it's wise to do it. Okay, maybe this is just a phase, an energy wave, and it will change and shift, right? I'll tolerate this for a bit. But you know when it shifts. You know when it shifts. There's a point, whether you were aware of it or not, where you started to realize this is just bad. This isn't getting better. This is just bad. This is just not where I need to be, not what I want to be doing. That is when you start to notice I'm heading into a freak out. I'm going to use that freak out to motivate me. This is the key line in this entire episode. I'm going to use that freak out to motivate me. Now, do you see when you have unconsciously, energetically, emotionally selected to do that, you have no other course but to reach that freak out? Because you know it's going to finally cause you to shift and change. And the freak out comes when it gets so painful. Now remember, this is a habit. It doesn't happen just once or twice. It's a habitual way of being for most of us. And so we say, I know when it gets bad enough, I'll shift. You know it. Just say it to yourself. When it gets bad enough, I'll shift. We all go, yeah, actually, we will. So you are using that anticipation, knowing I'll shift then, not now. You are using that energy to move you. But you know what? Yes, it's effective. But does it really change you in the long haul? Have you used it over and over again? Do you keep coming back to that energy? Do you really want to live like that? Constantly being propelled by that freak out? And I'm talking little things from, oh my gosh, I have a deadline due. I better pull a couple of all-nighters. I better throw everything into this. I'm panicking at the last minute. That's a pattern. You know it's going to motivate you to cross the finish line, to finally make that happen, to get there. You know watching your 401k or your retirement or your savings after your split from the divorce, you know after watching that go down, 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 there's going to be a point where you say, I'm going to freak out and that's going to motivate me. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. But there's a part of you that's using it. Because you're going to make yourself at that point. You follow? What I am proposing is a different way of living, different way of feeling, a different way of addressing your life and your future, a different way of shaping the energy. Opposite that. But first, you have to become aware of where you're doing it. A really great exercise right now would be to write down, where have I allowed a freak out to motivate me in the last 6 months? And if you look at those freakouts, you're going to understand every one of those was avoidable. Generally speaking, every one of them was avoidable. If you just kind of circle backwards, find the root, find where it began. You'll have seen multiple chances. Remember the universe, give, give, giving. It doesn't want to push you up against a wall to make you change. Boy, that would be a really cruel source, a really cruel God, a really cruel flow. Does not want to push you up against a wall. It's giving you what you need day after day. It's you who has to say, yes, I believe you now. And that's the key. I believe you now, and I trust you. I trust that as soon as I recognize that this isn't working for me, it's just really not working for me, I will make the adjustment. And yeah, it's not going to feel great, probably, right? Because that's why we all avoid it, because there's something that we're fearing about it. We're scared. But I would way rather do that than hit the freak out. Because you know what freak outs do? They give you this real up and down life. I'm high, I'm low, I'm high, I'm low. I've got cash, it's all gone. I've got cash, it's all gone. I'm in love, I lose my partner. I'm, my health is good. Oh, my health is bad. Up and down, constantly pushed by this. You know, talk about wearing out your adrenals. You've worn out the equivalent of your emotional adrenals, your energetic adrenals, when you let yourself be pushed like this. And many of us learn this from our parents, from our past. We just know it's going to work. We rely on it. But you can flow dream your way into a different kind of alliance. You can flow dream into an entire entirely different way of thinking and being and feeling and anticipating. You can smooth things out in your life. Instead of hitting freak out after freak out, you can hit this kind of minor feeling now of, this really isn't working out. I'm willing to make the adjustment now. And I'm willing to trust that my choice in this adjustment will be right. I will be given to, I will be nurtured, I will be adjusted, I'll be corrected if I need to, if I make a wrong choice. Why? Because I trust my flow and I trust myself. And this is how I manifest. This is how I create. Remember, what you are inside is what you end up creating outside. If I'm freaking out inside, what do you think's going on outside? They're just mirroring each other. If I'm coming to life with this doesn't feel good. I think I'd like to make a change now. I'm feeling this pattern starting to emerge. I'm feeling this continuity of poor feelings and poor emotions. My emotional endpoints are not where I want them to be. Flow is saying, here, what do you want to feel instead? Let's go there. Let's go there. Now you're starting to get a nice, smooth sail. Not only that, but you're starting to get into the real promise of flow dreaming, which is your life getting better and better, old messy things getting cleaned up, things stabilizing, relationships, income, health, things improving, relationships, income, health, even here healing, even your feelings about you and yourself, improving. That is where being in flow takes you. That's where flow dreaming arrives you at. The freakouts become much further in between. They start to be reserved for only those biggies, those real things that you really have been resistant about changing. And then you resolve those and you realize, don't need to ever have a freakout there again. And on we go. Doesn't that feel like a much more consistent and beautiful and trusting way to live? So do the little exercise. Tell me how you've used freakouts in the last 6 months to motivate you to change. How you let yourself reach that wall, reach that panic, reach that point, because frankly, you know that it's reliable. It's going to work for you, right? You actually get a payoff from them. You know it's going to work. It's going to be reliable. It's going to get you out one way or the other. All right. So we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do a really short little flow to kind of get you ready for this, to shift you into the smooth sailing. So stay with me and we'll be right back after this. It's summer. And while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table, and you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles. All right, you ready to do some flow dreaming together? It is not meditation, not affirmations, not hypnosis, not neural beats, not subliminal. It's its own beautiful, majestic technique that involves your living, deep, profound emotion. It requires you to get into a state of flow. And we get there through using guided daydreaming. If you're unclear, go to my website, flowdreaming.com. Go ahead and download the free kit, and I teach you how to do this technique. The other thing I want to mention before we jump in is at the Manifesting Shop, you're going to find a lot of flow dreams that I've pre-recorded for you. I have flow dreams that will help you stop living based on freakout motivation. In particular, I would suggest Everything is Easy. That's a really wonderful flow dream to purchase, or one of the playlists, and Flow Dreaming Essentials. Right? Best of Flow Dreaming Essentials. That's a package of flow dreams that I put together that are perfect for starting out because they hit all of the really core important areas that you want to start changing inside yourself to lead you away from these freakouts. So those are my suggestions. Now close your eyes with me and let's drop into flow together. Take a nice deep breath all the way down to the bottom of your abdomen and relax, relax, exhaling, dropping your shoulders. You want to roll your neck. You want to loosen your jaw. Another deep breath in, relaxing again. Releasing your breath, releasing your forehead. You can even yawn, flush the oxygen up through your brain and your body. Body is supporting you, it's relaxed, it's ready. It wants to drift, it wants to daydream, it wants to let go. You're letting go. There you are. You're releasing. You're relaxing. You're like a little dandelion seed floating in the breeze. Like someone has blown the seeds off and made their wish. And now that's you, floating and carried. But you understand one thing different between you and the seeming randomness of that floating seed. You have a purpose. You have direction. You have guidance. And when you float and when you flow, you're in a state of perfect and beautiful alignment. So when you feel or think of that thing that's been hovering around you, pushing you, poking you, telling you, oh, this is going to get bad. Watch out. It's coming. Here it comes. And you can feel that freak out. You realize this is not the seed that I am. This is not where I should be drifting. This is like being pulled backward. Yet I'm not. I don't need to slide. I don't need to go backwards. I don't need to drop from what I've achieved. I flow forward. I move into growth. I shift now, way before. I don't need any kind of difficulty, punishment, fear to motivate me. That's not who I am anymore. I know it works, but that's not who I choose to be. I fix it now. I address it now. I allow my flow to bring good things into me right now, into my life. Shift me now. Move me now before it goes any worse. Because I know you can. And I know you're trying, and I know you've been trying. And you know what? I'm listening. I'm here for you. And I feel my heart. My heart is waking up in my chest, and my heart is, it's like it's a very delicate instrument, receiving, like receiving Morse code, tap, tap, tap. My heart is being told where to go. This is it. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to feel. This is who you need to be. Let's do this now. Let's never reach that wall of frustration, anger, disappointment. Let's never reach that area and again. You know why? You don't need to. It works, but it's certainly not the only way, is it? You shake your head. No, it's not the only way. And from here forward, I'm making a promise to myself and my heart and my flow and the juiciness of the entire universe that I'm going to stop using that method. And I'm going to start being in flow more and being courageous making changes now, trusting. That's who I am from this moment forward. And with that, having made that commitment, really feeling it, ooh, expressing it, you find your daydream coming to an end. And here you are returning from flow. And you open your eyes. And there you have it. A quick little flow dream to just shift that way of being inside you. Anyway, if you found that valuable, in fact, if you find any of these shows valuable, you're always welcome to email me, summer@flowdreaming.com. I do not always answer back because some weeks and months I am very, very full, but I do read them, especially if you have suggestions for show topics. If you have any questions about anything at the shop, or if you have questions about InFlow or Me School, either I or someone on my team is going to get back to you. So don't be a stranger. We are here for you. This is my life's mission, life's work. So that's why I'm here for you. Okay, love you guys. And I will see you all again, same time, same place next week for another episode of Flow Dreaming.
That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.